And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Cottonwood Area Transit, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Chuck Roberts.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is going to be a very positive hour, I'm happy to say, with all the things that are going on in the world. In fact, this morning when I was driving, I said, you know, some days, you know, when you're driving and every light is green and you just right through. And right now it just seems like every light is red and you're going, rah, rah, rah. We're going to change all that. Everybody's going to be in a positive mood by the end of this hour. I promise you that. And I'm going to start off with a couple quick announcements. The Finley Toyota Center has got a couple events coming up here. One of them is the Prescott Antiques Show and Vintage Market. That'll be next, not this weekend, but the weekend after, the 29th and 30th. And they're going to have a news conference next week announcing a professional football, I can't say it, possibly an indoor football season coming up next year. Possibly. Also, there'll be an announcement tomorrow on the rescheduling of the Toby Keith concert, for obvious reasons, and because that was scheduled for the September 10th, and that's going to be postponed. A lot of things being moved around a little bit, but we're going to talk about some good things that are going on in our community. We'll do that right after we take a time out for these words on the Thursday Roundtable, KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, around the world, KQ&A.com.
You know that Prescott Brewing Company has reopened and is waiting to serve you. Our plentiful menu, award-winning beers, and a full bar to serve your favorite cocktails. We're open Thursdays through Mondays and close Tuesdays and Wednesdays. We still have our weekly specials, but switch things up a bit. Sorry, I can't tell you in 30 seconds, but give us a call at 771-2795 or check us on Facebook. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott, where it's always fun and friendly brew pub style.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Reaper Graphics today.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Comfort level is a huge consideration these days when you're out shopping for your pet food and feed. That's why we offer curbside service at all of our stores for those of you who don't want to enter a crowded environment. You just call the number posted on the outside of our stores when you arrive, give our associate your order, and we'll do the shopping for you. Then we'll bring the order out to your vehicle and load it with a smile. If you really can't make it out of your house, we've got that covered too. All of our stores will be more than happy to deliver your order to your front door or barn, and we'll do whatever you feel comfortable with as far as stacking it or storing it. All you need to do is call your local Olson store, and we'll steer you through the order process. No fuss, no muss. Or you can just come into our bright and airy stores and shop to your heart's content, all the while socially distancing to your comfort level. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, Clarkdale, and Olson'sGrain.com. And remember, good enough just isn't.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Thank you for joining us this Thursday, and we're going to get right on with some really good news, good things that are going on. The first part of our program today, we're going to talk with the folks from Meals on Wheels, right?
Yeah.
You want to?
Meals on Wheels. Absolutely.
Okay, you want to do that?
Should we talk about that?
Let's do that since you're here already, okay? All Bert,
right.
iGems. And Richard Ock are with us, and
right.
Thanks. First of all, tell us the mission. And I must say, not just the mission, the fact they don't want money, they don't want anything, they just want to do something, they want to get you people who need this assistance to know all about it. So, okay, Bert, go ahead.
Well, as you probably know, Chuck, Prescott Meals on Wheels has been around for just about 50 years now, and we serve the communities of Prescott and Prescott Valley. We want to be with you today to let the community know that we are accepting new clients, and especially if the virus has really brought people inside. And I know the grocery store is a pretty scary place to go right now, and Prescott Meals on Wheels may be of service to them. So if somebody is homebound, they can't get to groceries, they no longer drive, or if there's any physical or cognitive challenge that makes it unsafe to prepare a meal, we can bring that meal to their door. And to be sure, during this time of coronavirus and the pandemic, I want everybody to know that Prescott Meals on Wheels has done a tremendous amount of work to make sure that as we deliver service, we are delivering it in a way that is as safe as possible. And I'm incredibly proud of all the efforts made by our volunteers who are fully vetted. They sign safety protocol agreements and all this kind of thing. We are ready to go helping new clients to receive a delicious meal, a wellness check. We check in with everybody every day, make sure what do you need, how's it going,
how
do you feel, all that kind of thing. And just that little bit of companionship, you know, and having a conversation. Just to have a conversation.
Now, Richard, this sounds to me like this might be aimed towards the senior population as the ones most in need, but tell me about it.
Well, actually, anyone over 18 years old can qualify for our services, so it's not necessarily age is a criteria, and actually money is not a criteria either. We have some pretty swanky addresses that we deliver meals to, as well as modest ones. Really, the criteria, as Bert described, is can you get to the store and back, and can you safely, through either physical disability or mental disability, not be able to prepare a meal at a stove at your home?
Mm.
So those are the real criteria. I have, Chuck, I know we've known each other for a long time. I've been in town a long time, and I can tell you that my experience of Meals on Wheels, I'm a volunteer, and I'm a board member now, too. I drive, and I'm a board member. But this is one of Prescott's best-kept nonprofit secrets. This is a high-functioning, well-financed nonprofit. When I became involved, I asked Bert, how many people we serve a month? And it's now almost 300 individuals on a daily basis all month. But we have capacity of up to 500 people.
I was going to say, this quite obviously may go up.
Yeah.
And hopefully people who are listening right now who are thinking, well, maybe I should talk to them about it, or maybe my grandma or grandpa or somebody, how do we get a hold of you guys?
It's really simple, Chuck. There's a couple ways. Just give us a call at 928-445-7630. You can also email us if you have that access to the internet, and email at home at PMOWcares. That's PMOWcares@gmail.com. And if people just want to cruise and surf the internet, they can go to our website at PrescottMealsOnWheels.com. And it's very painless. As Richard said, we are able to accommodate anyone. And I think that, you know, when I think about our service and the people we serve, we individualize our service to the best of our ability and really consider the person and their situation. And we also, we have special diet meals.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, we do. We partner with Yavapai Regional Medical Center to make sure that every, if they have a renal diet, gluten-free, cardiac, diabetic meal, we can prepare the, we can get those from YRMC and deliver to them to their homes. We made today, Richard did a little outreach to a community here, and a woman asked for a vegetarian meal. And our chef, Chef Joseph, who's phenomenal, made that up for her, and she was just so impressed, and she found it to be delicious.
Where's your physical facility?
We're located in the Rolly P. Simmons Adult Center over on East Rosser.
On Rosser, yeah.
And we have a cafe on site, too. We call it Meals Cafe on Rosser. And so if you can get out but don't want to prepare a meal, you can order a meal to go for pickup from Meals on Wheels on any given day.
Could a child do it for a parent or grandparent?
Of course. Of course.
So, yeah.
We had to close our cafe, of course, because of COVID.
Yeah.
But we used to serve about 25 to 40 people a day in the cafe at the adult center. Now we do it on a curbside basis. We do have daily customers that come for a meal, but we just can't serve it on site.
Now, I need to reiterate this. The expense, the cost of a meal for somebody is?
Well, Bert, you want to break that down for him?
Yeah. If an individual, we're talking about curbside meals here, served Monday through Friday from 11:15 to 12:45. If somebody wants to take advantage of that, they just can call ahead so that we have the meal hot and prepared for them, packaged for them. And when they arrive, they can, if they would like to, and go on a donation-based program, they can register with the state of Arizona. It's one piece of paper, very simple, no hassle.
No, minimal
red tape. And if they don't want to register with the state, it's just a fee of $6. And so that's for curbside, Monday through Friday, 11:15, 12:45. Today was a rosemary pork roast. It was, I guess.
$6.
Say,
with
a donation of five or less, and it was divine. Tomorrow is Seafood Newburgh. Just saying, okay, people.
This is a meal.
This is a phenomenal meal.
Yeah.
And then if people would like to have a meal delivered to their home, they can easily access that, and we will work with them. There's no, as Richard said, we will work with anybody and their means. We never turn anyone away for due to ability or inability to pay.
Or age,
exactly.
Because, when I think of this, I think, oh, it's somebody 95 years old or whatever. We're talking about, there are some people that are just, they need some help.
There are some young people with disabilities in town, and they need the assistance of a meal being brought to them. I do want to expand a little bit on what Bert said. We also have a sufficient charitable base so that even if a person for some reason is declined by the Agency on Aging, which is a federal agency that uses NACOG, the Northern Arizona mm-hmm. Council of Governments, to funnel money to Meals on Wheels, Prescott Meals on Wheels. We have sufficient resources of our own so that a sliding scale all the way down to zero can apply. So if someone is on a tight budget or find themselves unemployed or just not able to pay $5, $6, $7 a meal, we can cover it.
You just there's a lot of strange things going on in our lives. What is the area that you would cover in terms of delivery?
Prescott and Prescott Valley.
Okay. So there you go. Now, Bert, before we go, that phone number one more time for people who would like to get more information or get on the list.
Chuck, that phone number once again is area code 928-445-7630.
Prescott Meals on Wheels. A good thing going on in our community, and pass the word around so that people know. Network that word. Prescott Meals on Wheels. We're going to take a break and be back with some more good news from the West Yavapai Guidance Clinic. Good things happening all over, so stay tuned to the Thursday Roundtable, KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and in Cottonwood, and around the world in other great cities on KQ&A.com.
We'll be right back. Waters Garden Companion plants for August are Radio Red Salvias, Butterfly Bush, and Trumpeting Vine.
Large clusters of red and orange flowers create a dramatic show all season long with Waters Trumpet Vine.
This vigorous vine thrives in heat and blooms profusely with neglect.
Quickly covers large areas as a ground cover, spilling over retaining walls, screening a fence, or cloaking arbors.
Guaranteed to attract more hummingbirds and only found at Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Have you ever purchased a product and then found out it was made in some far-off land? Kinda disappointing, isn't it? Same holds true when buying from local businesses. Why? Because you want to support locals and keep your money in town. Some supposedly local propane companies are really from out of state, funneling your hard-earned dollars somewhere back east. When you buy from Barrett Propane, your dollars stay right here supporting all of us. Think local, shop local, be local. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
We've been through every kind of rain there is. A little bit of stinging rain and big old fat rain. Rain that flew in sideways. And sometimes rain even seemed to come straight up from underneath.
Golly, monsoon season brings sudden downpours. Luckily, Cat won't leave you standing out in the rain. Visit RideCat.com for the latest schedule and information. And please, stay one umbrella apart.
Varicose veins or legs that ache or feel heavy shouldn't keep you from doing what you love to do. The Vein Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center can get you back to your favorite activity. Our team specializes in diagnosing and treating vein disease, a serious vein-related circulation problem. YRMC's Vein Center will customize your therapy. If a procedure is needed, you'll undergo a state-of-the-art non-surgical treatment right at the Vein Center, and your care will be provided by a skilled vascular medicine specialist with the highest certification for care of the arteries and veins. An exceptional vascular medicine specialist and team, a customized approach to vein health, and the most advanced non-surgical treatments. The Vein Center at YRMC. Inspired by you.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Hey, the Prince of Palaver, Chuck Roberts with you this Thursday. I'm happy to say Kelly Legler is with us. Hello.
Hello.
Happy day.
Happy day.
Okay, Chuck, you're a little loony there. What's your title with the West Yavapai Guidance Clinic?
I am Chief Clinical Officer and Hospital Administrator.
And how are things going?
Things are going great. In keeping with your positive merriment today.
I think back to the original West Yavapai Guidance Clinic. It was maybe your whole mode of operation has changed with the times.
We've changed with the times. You know, we've kept with the idea that everyone deserves to feel well, and we've done a lot of practice transformation. We have different leadership, and we have different vision and direction, incredible staff, incredible clients that we work with, and our community partners is what's helping us get to that point where we can bend the needle for the people that we serve.
And I certainly don't want to get into a negative aspect, but it would seem to me with all the stuff that's going on in the world right now, the family dynamic has to be a lot different than aren't supposed to go to school, and you can't socialize, and so you're spending more time at home. Do you have to deal a lot with that?
We do, and we do it gladly because we're going through it ourselves as human beings. So, you know, we could take somebody with the best possible case scenario that they're not being impacted as much by COVID, and they are still being impacted. Everybody's baseline mm-hmm. of stress, anxiety, frustration, everybody's baseline is elevated because of what's happening around us, regardless of how it's impacting us individually. So we take that idea and we can say, okay, everybody's, you know, baseline's elevated. So to your point, you get frustrated when you hit every single red light, and that frustration comes from a place that we can't control. It comes from a place of this actual, just the opposite of this lack of control, that we don't have a lot of power around what's going on. And so that leads to anxiety, that leads to depression, that leads to this isolation. And then you add other factors on top of it of losing work, losing You know, the ability to send your kids off to school knowing that they're going to have social development. You know, and then all the other things that are going on that everybody passionately believes in. Masks, no masks, this is political, this isn't political. So you throw in all the other factors, and we are proudly serving everybody again to include ourselves and our staff with the importance of self-care through this time.
I guess we should describe the West Yavapai Guidance Link in terms of the area that you find as your area of responsibility.
Yes. Contrary to our title, we serve all areas of West Yavapai. So we have...
Well, we have listeners in Cottonwood, for example.
Correct. Over on the other side of the mountain, we'll say, Verde Valley. Yes, Wickenburg, Black Canyon City, Williams, everywhere in between. We have a huge, wide range of services that we provide in different areas.
All right, so somebody's listening right now, and they're saying, you know, I know our whole family just seems like we're ticky-tacky, ticky. How would you suggest they handle that?
So first of all, to normalize it and know that regardless of what your situation is, your reaction is a normal reaction to a pandemic. It's a normal reaction to high stress. So I have a couple of tips that might help with regards to kind of protecting yourself from this damaging stress and this long-term stress. So establishing some control over your situation, meaning having a routine that helps build good health and development. So having this routine every day, knowing what you're going to be doing and the things that you can control, your circle of influence, things that you have power over. Getting a good night's sleep, and I know that that's easier said than done. Mm. I do. But if we can, you know, again, going back to the things that we can control, going to bed and waking up around the same time each day, limiting the amount of caffeine we have after noon, getting organized. And again, that sounds easier said than done, but, you know, doing something as simple as creating a to-do list every single day. And I know for me, in order to feel satisfied with my to-do list, I'll see so many squirrels throughout the day and do so many other things that weren't on my to-do list. So I will take the time and I'll add those to my to-do list and then I'll cross them off and have that sense of accomplishment.
Physically write them down. Put them up in the brain, but write them down.
Exactly. There's something very powerful from going from the brain to the hand on paper and writing it down. So every single day, make yourself a to-do list, cross it off. Get the help if you need it. Reach out when you need to talk. Again, normalizing that everybody's going through this. Earlier intervention can reduce stress-related complications. So again, going back to depression, anxiety. And then changing your attitude towards stress. So we think of stress so oftentimes as a negative thing. But really, in fact, a degree of stress is actually really helpful for our growth and our own development. Being able to take something, have that empowering moment to control it, that does just the opposite of what we would imagine.
That little light bulb went over. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I have control over this. It's not going to have control over me.
Right. Or it had control over me this time. I'm going to recognize it, and I'm going to identify it, and next time this is what I'm going to do different.
Oh, excellent. Now, you mentioned seeking help.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you're here. How can people find some guidance with your company?
You know, with our company, with any company, there's 800 numbers, there's companies to go to. It's not specific to West Yavapai.
Yeah.
We have so many areas that you can go into. We have our crisis stabilization unit in Prescott Valley that's open 24/7.
What's
you can walk
do?
In, you can get a free meal, a shower.
Okay.
We can do a crisis assessment. We can do a safety plan if you're feeling, you know, because again, I say crisis, everybody's crisis looks different. Mine looks very different than yours. So assessing, you know, community resources, being able to tie people into the community supports and resources that they need.
So networking.
Networking.
Saying, oh, I never knew that was there. Yeah,
exactly.
Like,
again, so Meals on Wheels.
Yeah. They're,
you know, we can give them a warm meal right now.
There?
But, yes, just 5 minutes ago, we heard all those great resources. So connecting people to community supports is really important. When I mentioned 800 numbers, you know, this pandemic, what we're going through, in addition to all the other stressors that's going on in the world right now, it's impacting us at such a high level, and it's leading us down paths that we never thought of before in a negative way. So thoughts of harming ourselves, thoughts of, you know, I can't get out of this. There are so many avenues to reach out to. You can find them on our website. You can Google, you know, West Yavapai and find them on our website, on anybody's website of, you know, if there's suicidal ideations, if there's depression, anxiety, you know, community supports, community resources. There's a lot of people that, whether we know each other or not, just good human beings that want to be there for each other.
And if finances are an issue, how do you handle that?
We have so many wonderful community supports, grants available, a lot of different funding options. The first step is to get in the door. And again, you go through our CSU, if you go through that avenue, that is a free service to you. We can kind of tap into grant funds, crisis funds. The meals are free. The shower's free. The support is free. If you need additional supports outside of that, we'll go to insurances. We'll go to, grant funds that are available. We'll also go into foundation funds. We have a foundation as well with West Yavapai that our community supports have donated for the sake of people need help and they don't have insurance.
Somebody's saying, well, I don't know if I can afford it. You can.
We will work with you. We whatever it is that you can afford, if you can't afford it and you need the help, that is our priority. It truly is our priority.
I got to take you down a kind of a negative road. Uh-oh. Because of an area that I'm sure there's some people need to know about. And that is substance abuse.
Yes.
Children, your children or your grandchildren or somebody, you know something's going on. How do you handle that? How does a parent or grandparent handle that?
You ask for help. You take them to the CSU. You reach out for help, and you realize and you recognize that although you have every best intention in your heart to be able to move that forward, that might not be in your skill set. You're leading with emotion. Let somebody else lead with a different skill set that can help bend the needle for that person. So reach out for help and lead with empathy, lead with understanding that everybody handles stress differently. I might handle it by talking to somebody. Somebody else might handle it by drinking alcohol or by using drugs. And not judging that way that works for them. Whatever works for me to alleviate that immediate pain, that stress, that's what works for me. And that's what people to develop. They, you go with what works, you go with what helps, and it might not be the healthiest way. And then you develop those patterns and those habits, and that's when you reach out to people that really can help, again, going back to bending that needle and getting somebody the support and the help that they need with the family's support and guidance as well.
I know you have several offices and several realms within those offices. What's the trauma center or the
crisis stabilization
crisis
unit?
Center sounds like one of those tough areas to work at.
Yes and no. It's so rewarding.
I mean, as far as, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. It's rewarding in the sense that we see people sometimes at their darkest moments. And we see people at times that they are so desperate that they found the strength somehow within themselves to get themselves to the CSU. And so what I mean by rewarding is, and I always get chills when I think about the people that we serve at the CSU, we make a difference in their lives because they allow it to happen. They ask for help. They're by our sides. This isn't something that we say, we've recognized what you need to do different. This is what you need to do different. We are right here with them. And that's the definition of empathy, right? It's saying, I want to be able to hold your hand and do this with you. We've got peer supports that are available to be able to say, we've gone through this too. This is how we got through it.
And that leads me to because there may be a young person listening right now who's not in a happy home. Mm-hmm. And thinking, I'm going to run away. I'm going to do maybe the crisis center might be the first stop.
It needs to be the first stop. It has to be the first stop because, again, something as simple as a warm meal, a handshake or a fist bump right now.
And a peer group.
And a peer group, somebody that doesn't know you.
It's not that some old gray-haired guy stroking his beard saying, well, son, you need to understand. No, they say,
I promise. Yes, exactly. It's somebody saying, I don't know exactly how this is impacting you, but I can tell you how it impacted me, and there's a lot of parallels, and let me tell you how I've gotten out of it or how I'm getting out of it.
This is
really powerful.
And this is a development probably never thought about 20 years ago in terms of when this was all established.
Yeah, yeah.
And now the need is there for sure.
The need is there. The research is there showing how effective this is in making a positive impact on people's lives.
Kelly, how do people, parents, grandparents, children, sorry, I say children, young people, find out more, get involved. Is there phone number, websites, locations you can walk in, so on?
Absolutely.
What's
all
the best,
of the above.
You know, those areas?
Our website is wygc.org. Obviously, West Yavapai Guidance Clinic, wygc.org. Our phone number is 928-445-5211. We have locations in Prescott that you can walk into. We're right off of Hillside. Prescott Valley, we're right off of Florentine. Windsong, and we've got the crisis stabilization unit in Prescott Valley out by Tractor Supply. We've got sites in Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, all over Prescott. Those are some of the main ones. But again, if you go to our website, we'll show the locations there, and you can go to whichever one. You can also call us, and we'll send somebody to pick you up.
This includes Verde Valley?
We do the Verde Valley. We don't have an office there. But again, if we need to send somebody to pick you up, then we will do that.
Okay, because right now somebody's listening saying, well, where do I go in Verde? Just give us a call, huh?
Give us a call. We will get you connected to us, to somebody, to be able to help support you.
And I guess after this is all over, and you know exactly when that will be, right?
Yeah.
It could be October. It could be next spring.
Of which year? Yeah. So we're in this
but
for a while.
Some of the issues that people are dealing with have... or continue forever because of the stress of being a young person and the temptations of that are out there. And so even though we kind of point our finger at COVID-19 and say, hey, it's a problem, it's not, I mean, you can't go to school, or I don't think we can right now.
Correct.
So you lose, you know, so the kids are home. Okay, well, maybe mom and dad, you know, the young people, well, I can't go to work because I got to stay home again. You've got, I was talking to one young fellow, you know, the idea was, you know, Friday night you went to a football game, you know, and you had socialization that's kind of set aside.
Right.
You have, all the politics that are going on right now.
Right.
You have, the heat wave. I mean, it's just like everything seems to.
Racism. It's all. This is all very real. And again, it's impacting.
It's like you can't avoid
deep level.
You cannot avoid. Just folks. Here's my advice: turn off the internet. Don't watch television.
Except for this radio station. Listen, of course, to this radio station.
Listen.
Come on.
But I mean, it's just like it's every time you turn around, there's some sort of.
So again, sticking to your circle of influence, what it is that you can control. We can't control everything around us. We can't control the people that don't believe in this, that don't believe in masks, that don't believe that there's racism out there. We can't control that.
Yeah.
But we can control how we react to it. And again, that's going to help our own stress level, our own anxiety, our own depression. And to be honest, it's going to help our ability to help another human being that might not be as fortunate as us to be able to compartmentalize all that stress.
Kelly Legler, thank you.
Thanks.
Phone number, real quick.
928-445-5211 or wygc.org.
West Yavapai Guidance Clinic. They're here to help and make your life and your family's life a little bit better. We'll be back with more on the Thursday Roundtable in just a few minutes. You are listening to KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, round the world. Unless it's a Flat Earth Society on KQNA.com.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and online at affinityrv.com.
Want to stay nice and cool all summer long? Get Gettles. Gettles High Desert Mechanical Heating and Cooling. When it comes to fast, reliable service, the guys and gals at Gettles get it. Serving all of northern Arizona, building, remodeling, or just making sure your AC is the right degree. Call Gettles, fourth generation AC techs with the know-how to keep your AC system at its best. Don't settle. Get Gettles. Gettles High Desert Mechanical Heating and Cooling. GOETTLS. Visit GettlesHDM.com.
Welcome back to Augie's with a few changes. Lunch is served Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 to 4. Dinner Tuesday through Sunday, 4 to 8. But two things haven't changed. Happy hour, 4 to 6. With Augie's legendary great food and friendly service, with our servers smiling behind those masks. Enjoy dining on our patio, in our private room, our chef's table, or Augie's banquet room. Locally owned and operated, the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Dell supports America's entrepreneurs during Small Business Month with all you need to office anywhere. Save up to 45% on computers and servers with Intel Core processors. Upgrade to new modern devices with Windows 10. Plus, save on top-brand tech while enjoying free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call 877-ASK-DELL to talk to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the tech that's just right. That's 877-ASK-DELL or visit Dell.com/smallbusinessdeals.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Thursday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. A career-altering comment from a former Arizona Diamondbacks broadcaster last night, Tom Brenneman, who broadcast Diamondbacks games for 9 seasons before leaving to work for the Cincinnati Reds. Last night was heard uttering a homophobic slur just before going on the air. Later in the game, he apologized.
I made a comment earlier tonight that I guess went out over the air that I am deeply ashamed of.
That is not who I am, and never has been. I can't tell you how much I say from the bottom of my heart, I'm so very, very sorry.
Brenneman left the broadcast midway through the game. The team later released a statement saying he had been suspended, indicating his status would be addressed in the coming days. In happier baseball news, it's the Diamondbacks and Oakland A's this evening with the pregame show at 6, the first pitch at 6:40, right here on KQ&A. A 20% chance for scattered lunchtime and bedtime spot storms tonight and through the weekend. Cooling overnight to a partly cloudy 64 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt. With otherwise mostly sunny, breezy highs around 93 tomorrow, 90 Saturday and Sunday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, the same chance for isolated storms, cooling after bedtime to near 72, heating back up to 106 Friday, 100 this weekend. Your KQ&A news and weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Thursday evening. Please be fire safe and stay tuned as Talk of the Town, the Thursday Roundtable, continues in a moment on KQ&A.
Hi, this is Roxanne. Do all of you Prescott area locals know about Prescott Brewing Company's Loyal Lunch Bunch Club? It's been going on for decades now, and the only one of its kind in our community that we know of. Our Loyal Lunch Bunch card gives you 10% off your lunch and entree on your very first visit, then 15% off next, and continues up to 30% off. When you reach the end of your card, you just get a new one for free, and it starts all over again. Ask your server for your card the next time you choose Prescott Brewing Company, fun and friendly brew pub style.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same-day and next-day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our 3 great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
How much money would you like to save just by doing something you're already doing? How about 40%? With Allstate, safe drivers can save 40% just by doing something they're already doing. Driving safe. That's right, 40% just by driving safe. Visit Allstate.com or call a local agent for a quote today and see just how much you can save when you drive safe with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Savings vary and based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Thank you for joining us this Thursday. Jerry Stewart is with us. Jerry is a true patriot. I mean, in a red, white, and blue sense. How you doing, Jerry?
I'm doing good. How about you, sir?
I am surviving the crisis of 2020.
Wow.
And I have folks, Jerry, we're going to squeeze in before 5 o'clock, but you have websites and podcasts and so on, and you've been on with DJ Phone before and talking about what makes America great. And
yeah.
For people listening, Jerry, JerryStewart, Jerry Stewart. You can search him and get more information after the show is over because you are a fund of information, and I have to ask you right now, what would our founding fathers be doing right now?
Wow. You know, I spend a lot of time thinking about that because when I fell in love with America, I decided that I wanted to understand how this whole machine of America works. So I've spent a good amount of time studying. And I'll tell you one thing that's very, very interesting. Now, this is like almost one of those trick questions that you would ask somebody on a game show. Did you know that our founding fathers did not believe in politics at all? They did not believe in politics, and they did not believe in political parties. I was just looking a little earlier today at a letter that James Madison, he's called the father of our Constitution, that he was writing a letter, and someone had said something to him about, you know, parties and how that was going to work. He wrote this in 1787 when they had just finished off writing and signing the Constitution. And this is what he said about politics. He said, politics are divisive, inflaming, nothing to do with smart or logic or right. He said, nothing in politics was good for the common. It was not best for our country. Now, here was the reason why. Because look how it is now. You can't really get our leaders even in a room together where they can even have any kind of a five-minute conversation without each pointing their finger at the other. So get this. So have you ever wondered why they didn't put anything in our Constitution about, for example, how would they go about determining how long a person's term would be, how long they could be a professional politician? There's not a thing in the Constitution about it because they never thought that anybody would want to be a professional politician.
To have a career move.
Yeah. And, you know, here's the reason why. Because they believed that being in this matter of leading people in our country, they believed it was the position as a servant. In fact, I read one the other day that somebody said, if our founding fathers could only imagine today that a big part of our long-term politicians, the ones that have been in forever, they come in poor and leave a millionaire. How does that work?
I asked that question many times. How many politicians leave office richer than they went in?
Yep. So here's the thing. I was listening to the first part there when you were having some conversation with the others. And I know because I have people who call me and talk with me. I have people who are so down and so depressed, you know, they can't have any kind of a diversion, they can't go see a ball game, they can't do anything, they can't together with their family, it's hard to get together with people, and so people are so down and downhearted and depressed, and you know, people just are wondering if we're ever, you know, gonna come out of it. And now, have you ever thought about this? What is it about this COVID thing that seems to be harder than 9/11 or harder than, you know, a war or something? It's because we can't get our hands on the enemy.
Yeah.
You know, there's no enemy to grab a hold of.
Yeah.
You know, to take them and put them in their right place and straighten them out and tell them to walk the right way, we can't do it. And so it's kind of like boxing a shadow. And so what happens is I try to encourage people by helping them to think about it this way. First of all, it's not just a cool saying to say that America is the greatest nation in the world. That's not just some line that we made up and there's really 20 better countries in the world. There's not. I've had the opportunity to travel to so many countries around the world, and there's some mighty nice people around this world, but I promise you, they don't have anything like what we've got in our America. And so I encourage people. I say, boy, you know, you're looking around and you're seeing that things aren't going right. And they'll say, yeah, you know, what can I do? And I say, well, you know, first of all, love America. I mean, treat America like America is special. And that's what our founding fathers would say to us today. They would say, don't be trying to tear America down. Don't be trying to go into places where you're not supposed to be and make trouble. Don't be trying to destroy things, or don't be trying to be mean to people. I mean, it's no fun to have people just be downright mean to you. And so our founding fathers, and of course, they weren't saints. We know they weren't. But they believed that it all started with each of us as individuals, not looking to our left or to our right to see who's with us, but just knowing what is right and doing it.
Jerry,
and you know, have you ever thought about this? Have you ever thought about how depressing it is when you don't have a job, you don't have anything to do, and you just sit and you think, what am I worth? I'm not worth anything. But when you walk out in your front yard and you see somebody trying to get the groceries out of the back of their car and they're so old that they can't hardly move, or you see somebody trying to dig a hole or mow their lawn or something, and then you know what you do? You go to them and you say, hey, can I help you out? Can I give you a little hand? And when you get through, you feel 10 times better.
Little acts of kindness.
Yeah.
And they call it play it forward.
Yeah.
And I'm going to take
exactly right.
I'm going to take a commercial break. Jerry, let me take a commercial break because I have a couple other questions that are going to be kind of tough on you. You've asked me some tough ones.
Okay.
I'll ask you a couple. We'll be back with Jerry Stewart.
Thanks for having me.
You betcha. On the Thursday Roundtable, KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley Cottonwood, around the world, KQNA.com. Be back with Jerry Stewart in a moment.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Have you ever purchased a product and then found out it was made in some far-off land? Kinda disappointing, isn't it? Same holds true when buying from local businesses. Why? Because you want to support locals and keep your money in town. Some supposedly local propane companies are really from out of state, funneling your hard-earned dollars somewhere back east. When you buy from Barrett Propane, your dollars stay right here supporting all of us. Think local, shop local, be local. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
We've been through every kind of rain there is. A little bit of stinging rain and big old fat rain. Rain that flew in sideways. And sometimes rain even seemed to come straight up from underneath.
Golly, monsoon season brings sudden downpours. Luckily, Cat won't leave you standing out in the rain. Visit RideCat.com for the latest schedule and information. And please, stay one umbrella apart.
Welcome back to Augie's with a few changes. Lunch is served Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 to 4. Dinner Tuesday through Sunday, 4 to 8. But two things haven't changed. Happy hour, 4 to 6. With Augie's legendary great food and friendly service, with our servers smiling behind those masks. Enjoy dining on our patio, in our private room, our chef's table, or Augie's banquet room. Locally owned and operated, the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle
brothers.
From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
And the coolest guys in town.
I don't know, Ted. I looked at your high school yearbook picture. There's nothing cool about that.
Yeah, but when people need a new air conditioner, they should come see us, the coolest guys in town.
Just don't look us up in the yearbook.
Oh, brother.
That's us.
It doesn't have to be a long, hot summer when you get your air conditioning done right by Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's and stay cool all summer long.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Our guest, Jerry Stewart. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good.
I know these are tough questions, but what would Benjamin Franklin be doing right now?
Wow. Well, I'll tell you something. Benjamin Franklin was a pretty outspoken fellow. And how many, well, tonight is the big night that one of the presidential candidates is going to give their acceptance speech, right? And so every time you turn on the TV, what are you getting? 9 million commercials. Vote for me, vote for me, vote for me, vote for me. Now, have you noticed that when somebody wants us to vote for them, they find out what we would like to have, and then they'll tell us that that's what they're going to do. So you can go to a bunch of different times and go with different groups, and the verbiage changes a little bit, but the whole idea, of course, is to get us to vote for whoever the candidate is. And that's not just in the national election. That's, you know, that's locally, that's with your city council, that's with your mayor and all that. Now, but here's the interesting thing. When our founding fathers, they said, what can we do to give we the people the most powerful tool? What can it be? And they said, it's the right to vote. Because you know what? If anybody doesn't act right, they'll just vote them out. Of course, they didn't know that, well, here's what Benjamin Franklin said. He said, when the people of this republic learn that they can vote for themselves, it's all over. And I'll tell that to people, and they'll go, what do you mean, vote for yourself? I'm not running for anything. I said, no. But if there's somebody who knows what you want, and while they're running, they tell you that's what they're going to do, and you think about it and you say, you know, it's not really good for the country, for example, to spend a whole lot of money if we don't have the money. It's not a good idea to let people come into our country illegally. But if that's what I want, that's what they say they're going to do, whether they do it or not. But they realize that as soon as we could figure that we could vote for ourselves and get our way, that's when the voting becomes illegitimate, right?
Promise them anything.
Yeah. Promise me anything, and I'll vote for you. And that's exactly what frightened our founding fathers the most, is that we would be duped. But you know what they did? They thought very highly of us. I've read one of the pieces that one of them was writing, and they said, you know what? The people aren't going to fall for that. The people are going to get a hold of whoever's double-talking them, and they're going to run him out of town on a rail. I haven't seen many people run out on the town on rails lately.
Well, I wanted to do that, but Chuck over there, he wouldn't vote for it, so, you know, we had to, you know, yeah.
It's just, and I'll tell you something else, you know, that Benjamin Franklin said that's really, really good. Benjamin Franklin said, he who is good for excuses is good for little else. He did not like people. Now, you might give a reason. I couldn't come to pick you up because I had 4 flat tires. That's a reason. But to say, oh, I don't know, I just couldn't get there, somebody was in my way, the lights was red or whatever, you couldn't stand people that just gave excuses. And so what I try to do with my programs, and I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but I had a good, smart mom and dad that taught me what made sense, what was good, what was right, and they taught me, they said, Jerry, be the best person that you can be. Follow the law, but at the same time, don't just stand in the middle of the road. Decide what you believe in, really, in your heart. Decide what you believe is not just what's good for you, but what's good for our nation, for all of us. And go stand there. And while I'm not doing that, I'm spending a lot of time praying, because I'm not smart enough and wise enough to know all the answers, and so I ask the Lord to help me, to give me the way. And that's what we really need in our country, don't you think?
I think that you've made some points that need follow-up. We don't have time, but I do have time to ask you to tell our listeners how they can find out more about Jerry Stewart and some of the things that you have on your mind, some of the podcasts and so on.
Absolutely. I tell you what they can do. They can just start by doing something really simple. Go over to their Google search or whatever search engine that they use and just put in Jerry Stewart USA. And they will find that I've got a podcast, and I'm talking about everything in the world you could think about, but they're all good, commonsensical. It's G-rated. You don't have to worry about what your kids are going to see or what they're going to hear. You're going to be able to go and see interviews that I've done with veterans. You're going to be able to see some of my programs that I've done. I've got a program coming up on your station in a couple of weeks, and it's called One Nation Under God. And I'm going to be talking. So they go over. I'll tell you something else. When you go to my site, you'll see where my website, where my email address is. I'd love to have listeners email me. And we just share ideas. And I think that we all, my dad used to say, when you think you know everything, son, that's when you're going to wake up and realize what a fool you are. So we all need to be sticking together and working together.
Absolutely. Your dad
and loving each other and loving our country and stand up for the rule of law, and start taking these people that are busting up stuff and beating up people for no good reason, and get a hold of them and send them where they belong, right in jail.
Jerry Stewart, Stewart. Follow him. He follows us, and I appreciate your time today. Thank you, sir.
God bless you, man. Bye-bye.
That's going to wrap things up for this Thursday edition of the Roundtable. We want to thank Jerry Stewart, who was just on with us. Also, Richard Auckland from Meals on Wheels, along with Burton, and I'll mess up her last name, iJams, and Kelly Legler from West Yavapai Guidance Clinic. We have the great one coming up at 5 o'clock in baseball at Diamondbacks at the Oakland A's at 6 o'clock. So, see you next week. We have Thursday Roundtable. No, 2 weeks from now. We got baseball next Thursday. Thank you for listening. You are joining us at KQNA.com, KQNA AM 1130, FM 99.9. I've stopped stuttering and turned it over to the big guy up the sky.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, House Chilson & Associates, Cottonwood Area Transit, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m. and 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.